Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody, another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, including Big Joe Turner, one of the godfathers of rock and roll. Shake, Rattle, and Roll, the name of that tune. And why are we celebrating Big Joe Turner? Well, he's got a birthday this week, May 18th, 1911, Kansas City, Missouri. Joseph Vernon Big Joe Turner Jr. was born. Now we're going to be doing a block of music written by Big Joe Turner. That song was not, actually. Shake, Rattle, and Roll, one of his biggest hits, was written by a guy named Jesse Stone. And that was originally recorded by Big Joe Turner, though, and released in April of 1954. And, of course, Bill Haley in his comments did a version. Elvis does a version. Everybody does a version, right? But Big Joe, he's the original. So let's go now into a block of music written by Big Joe Turner. Now let's start with a song covered by one of the greatest bluesmen of all time. Here's Muddy Waters. He's going to tell you about the Piney Brown Blues. It's the Wrong Side of the Tracks.
And everything was really all right. Yeah, I've been to Kansas City, and everything was really all right. Ah, you know the boys all jump and swing until broad daylight. I was standing on 18 vines. Yeah, you know I dreamed last night. I was standing on 18 and vines. Ah, you know I shook hands with Polly Brown. Couldn't hardly keep a down your cheek. Yeah, you know I wanna watch you, baby, while the tears roll down your cheek. Ah, you know I wanna hold your sweet little hands, tell you that your time can't be beat.
Tell my face turned very red. Georgia cotton field. Honey, hush. Come on, this house. Stop all that yakety yak.
Honey, hush.
Take me up, Hawkeye, take me up in the sky.
how to fly. Jet. Well, a hawk got flying like a P-8 single jet. He said, cool down, chicken, the eagle ain't got it yet. He said, up, up and away, we gonna fly all day. Up, up and away, we gonna fly all day. Up, 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 up and away.
Side of the tracks, and there you go with our birthday boy this week, Big Joe Turner, with a song that he did not write, so I lied a little bit. Not every song in this block, but the other four were songs that Joe Turner wrote. That was Joe Turner and his Blues Kings from 1955, The Chicken and the Hawk, Up, Up and Away, a single he released through Atlantic Records that year. Before that, as I mentioned, four tracks written or co-written by Big Joe Turner, including a track originally called Feeling Happy, recorded by Joe Turner and Orchestra in 1950, released in 1950. Lowell Fulson would do a version in 1978 and rename it Well, Oh Well. And that was the version you heard there. Before that, a track called Honey Hush, which Joe Turner and his band first released in 1953. And we gave you the Clyde McFadder version. Of course, Clyde McFadder, the guy who started the Drifters. Another legend in the and pioneer of rock and roll. And Clyde McFadder did his version of Honey Hush in 1961. Before that, we gave you a track called Cherry Red, which was co-written by Big Joe Turner and a cat named Pete Johnson, who Joe Turner co-wrote a lot of tunes with early in his career. And that was originally recorded in 1939 by Pete Johnson and his Boogie Woogie Boys, with lead vocal by Big Joe Turner. And that song's been recorded a bunch. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, Barney McGee, Jimmy Witherspoon, they've all done versions. Ella Fitzgerald, B.B. King, Little Richard. But we gave you the Jimmy Reed version from 1963, which is a version of that song I absolutely love. And then before that, Muddy Waters. Piney Brown Blues was the name of that tune, which Joe Turner and his Fly Cats released in 1940. And we gave you the Muddy Waters version from 1966, which comes off an album from that year called Muddy Brass and the Blues, which, you know, when you hear Muddy Waters, you don't normally hear a horn section, but on that album, you did. So there you go. Big Joe Turner, born May 18th, 1911, in Kansas City, Missouri, or Missouri, as they like to say. All right, let's go now into some new music. Let's give you a block of some new stuff. And let's go to Austin, Texas, and let's keep this blues vibe going. It's a killer guitar player by the name of Carolyn Wonderland. She's got a new record out we'll tell you about in a little bit. This title track is called Truth Is. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Truth is, it is hard to stay free, and truth is, Now truth is lying in dark alleyways, and truth is for sale at a price that we all pay. And truth is more than we can handle, or so they say. Now everybody's dying to believe it. Truth is the first casualty of war, and truth is then and now worth fighting for. And truth is painful and necessary in order to know more. Rich or poor, you've got to believe it. I said rich and poor, you know you gotta believe it. I said don't you know.
From the glare I'd give to anybody else. Horses staring in the kitchen, judging us harsher than we judge ourselves. You could care less about the horses in the window. Than I want them to, so you slow them down. Though I never asked you to, you just knew I felt a little off. I'd give you my eyes if you could catch a glimpse of how I. Talk circles around any wolf that's wearing sheep's clothes. If I knew he was just a dog trying to get you. Our names are in the sky, written by a man paid to fly a plane. I'd sacrifice my life or go back to high school just to dance with you. The horses are gone. You showed me how to leave them, planting flowers in the front lawn. Walking circles around a wolf that's wearing sheep's clothes, telling him you know he's just a dog trying to get you. Just a dog trying to get you. Just
Fell asleep in the backseat. They had to call a taxi to get me up out of you. I was dreaming of the West Side, honey. You and me dancing on the color side, dreaming of the West Side, honey. Oh, well, I tried and I tried, but there's no getting home, a home to you. Well, I smoked myself silly, wasting time. I was down at Mooney's bar, tried to get to heaven on a fine tooth comb, but you know I didn't get too far. Now I'm sleeping in the backseat, honey, fogging out the window of this old tin roof. I'm in the backseat, honey. Well, I tried and I tried, but there's no getting home, a home to you. Well, I can drive and I can drive, but there's no getting over baby blue. So I hide in two lonely faces. They hadn't heard of you. I'm tired of wasting time. I've seen the world, now I wanna see you.
Thank you. just bring me down. So I go ahead and cry, 'cause nobody else is around. The night has settled in, my spirits sink low as I wait for the day and the time crawls by so slow. Lonely night, how are you, friend? I see you've come back to me again. The day you leave is out of sight, so come on in, welcome home, lonely night.
Side of the tracks, and there right there, a killer block of new music, including the Traveling McCurries, who of course feature two actual McCurries and formed out of the Del McCurry Band. That track's called Lonely Night. They've got a new record out, One Chord That Rings True is the name of the tune, or the name of this album, excuse me. And you can find more about that at the Traveling, no G, TravelingMcCurries.com. Before that, two albums that, man, these are going to probably wind up on my year-end list at some point. Sweet Meg, out of Brooklyn, New York. New record coming out, or has just released, actually. Never Been Home is the name of the album that just dropped on May 16th. And we gave you a track off that called Canberra, Baby Blue. And you can find more about that at Sweet Meg with two G's, .bandcamp.com. Absolutely love this record. I also absolutely love the new record from Oklahoma's Ken Pomeroy. And that new record is called Cruel Joke, and it's out now on Rounder Records, just released last week. And we gave you a track off of that album called Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. It is fantastic. Absolute fantastic record. And I'm telling you right now, Ken Pomeroy's got a big year lined up. Big summer. Out on tour with Iron and Wine and I'm With Her, who we played last week. Which includes a stop at the Newport Folk Festival. And for those of you here in Connecticut, it does include a Connecticut stop. Not with Iron and Wine, though. Just with Ken Pomeroy and I'm With Her. Check the website for tour dates, and you can find the album Cruel Joke at kenpomeroy.bandcamp.com. And then before that, starting off the block, Fantastic Blues from Carolyn Wonderland. Truth is the name of the album. We played the title track. And you can find that at carolynwonderland.bandcamp.com. All right. Let's go now into a block of some classic country. It's a little bit of a rabbit hole block, as I like to call it, where I start with one song and I just kind of rabbit hole through. And it's going to start with this tune, which I had heard earlier in the week. And I like to play this song and the song right after it back to back. Well, you figure out why. Listen to the lyrics, because every time I hear one of these songs, I think of the other one, even though they were released like 10 years apart. Let's start with Del Reeves. He's going to tell you about A Dime at a Time. That's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Mm-hmm. life savings, a $2 bill. That's why I'm here tonight, I've got time to kill. And I can tell my story about 20 times. With $2 in the jukebox, one dime at a time. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song about a love gone wrong till closing time. $2 ought to do me if you'll buy the wine. And I'll put it in the jukebox, one dime at a time. Pardon me, mister, mind if I sit down? Misery likes company, and I believe that I found somebody just as lonely. I don't believe I'm wrong. If you had a place to go to, you'd have done been gone. $2 in the jukebox, a dime at a time. Play the same old song about love gone wrong till closing time. $2 ought to do me if you'll buy the wine. And I'll put it in the jukebox, one dime at a time. And I'll put it in the jukebox, one dime at a time.
I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, and 10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning, with heartaches by the dozen, and a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy. Why do I need to see those blue eyes looking at me that way again? After the way she did me, it's a sin. How could she just walk out and leave me? After all these nights in her arms, look where I am. And I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, and 10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning, with heartaches by the dozen, and a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy. I've got $2 in the jukebox, $5 in a bottle, 10 more just in case that don't do the trick. And I'll be dead broke tomorrow morning, with heartaches by the dozen, and a lady on my mind that's driving me crazy. A lady on my mind that's driving me crazy.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. Now I can't help myself at all. And I get whiskey bent and hell bound. Play me some songs about a rambling man. don't you play? I'm so lonesome I could cry, 'cause I'll get all balled up inside, and I'll get whiskey bent and hell bound. Honky-tonk special I found, just as sure as the morning sun comes, thinking of my sweet girl at home, and I need to get whiskey bent and hellbound. Play me the song about a
So listen to my story. Save yourself some agony. Forget that earth you wander like a shadow on the ground. Find yourself a woman, get a job and settle down. 'Cause there ain't no California where the water tastes like wine. Ain't no big rock candy mountain where you feel good all the time. For my blue heaven, heard somewhere it's called home. So don't you listen to those freight trains, let them scream into the night. Don't watch those Greyhound buses, semi trucks, airplane lights. Let someone else be lonely. Let someone else be cold. Let someone else make sure those lies and stories all get told. 'Cause there ain't no California where the water tastes like wine. Ain't no big rock candy mountain where you feel good all the time. I ain't found an old blue bayou.
it's called home.
Cause there ain't no California
where the water tastes like wine.
There ain't no Big Rock Candy Mountain
where you feel good all the time.
I was just 15 and out of control, lost to James Dean and rock and roll. I knew down deep in my country soul that I had to get away. Hollywood was a lady in red who danced in my dreams as I tossed in bed. I knew I'd wind up in jail or dead if I had to stay. I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. So I lit out one night in June, stoned on the glow of the Texas moon, humming an old Buddy Holly tune called Peggy Sue.
Peggy Sue.
With my favorite jeans and a cheap guitar, I ran off chasing a distant star. If Buddy Holly could make it that far, then I figured I could too. And I thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just did not want to hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. But the Hollywood moon didn't smile the same old smile that I'd grown up with. The lady in red just wanted my last dime. And I cried myself to sleep at night, too dumb to run, too scared to fight, and too proud to admit it at the time. So I got me some gigs on Saturday nights, not much more than orchestrated fights. I'd come home drunk and I'd try to write, but the words came out wrong. Hell-bent and bound for a wasted youth, too much gin and not enough vermouth, and no one to teach me how to seek the truth before I put it in song. I still thought happiness was Lubbock, Texas in my rearview mirror. My mama kept calling me home, but I just could not, would not hear her. And the vision was getting clearer in my dreams. Well, I thank God each and every day for giving me the music and the words to say. I'd have never made it any other way. He was my only friend. Now I sleep a little better at night, and when I look in the mirror in the morning light, the man I see was both wrong and right. He's going home again. I guess happiness was Lubbock, Texas and my rearview mirror. But now happiness is Lubbock, Texas, growing nearer and dearer. And the vision is getting clearer my dreams, and I think I finally know just what it means. And when I die, you can bury me in Lubbock, Texas, in my jeans.
Wrong. wrong side of the tracks. And there you go, five classic country tunes, all from, well, not all of them, but most of them around the late 70s, early 80s, including that one right there by Mac Davis, which is a title track off an album he released in 1980 called Texas in My Rearview Mirror. It's kind of a sappy song, but I dig it. Or that, Mel Tillis, Ain't No California. That song was released in August of 1978. Single from his album, I Believe in You, went to number 4 on the country charts in 1978. Before that, Hank Williams Jr. Hank Jr. doing Whiskey Bent and Hellbound. That's the title track off an album he put out in September of 79. The song peaked at number 2 on the Billboard country charts. And from what I've heard, that song was written while Hank Williams Jr. was hanging out with the Allman Brothers. Which, if you listen to the lyrics, he does say at one point, sing me a song about a rambling man. So there you go. A little shout out to the brothers. Before that, $2 in the Jukebox. Now, these two songs I mentioned before, the last time I was on the air, they remind me of each other. Very similar, because they both specifically mention putting $2 in a jukebox. So every time I hear one of these songs, I immediately think of the other one. So the one titled $2 in the Jukebox, written and recorded by Eddie Rabbit, went to number 3, was released in November of 76, topped out at number 3 on the Billboard charts in 1977, comes off his Rocky Mountain Music album. And 10 years earlier, Del Reeves recorded a song that was written by Jerry Chestnut called A Dime at a Time, in which he says, $2 in the jukebox, one dime at a time. So there you go. That was a single released by Dell in 1967, as I mentioned. All right, so it's time to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. Big, big, big album anniversary next week. And we're going to spend the next few weeks celebrating one of the greatest country records of all time. One of my top two Willie Nelson albums of all time, personally my favorites. And I'm not the only one who says that. CMT named it the greatest country album of all time, and it's been on all sorts of Rolling Stone lists and other BS. It's Redheaded Stranger, released in May of 1975, so this album's celebrating its 50th anniversary. This record and me celebrate our 50th anniversary this year. And let's give you the title track this week. And then, like I said, over the next couple of weeks, we'll be celebrating Redheaded Stranger, because it is just a perfect record. This is Willie. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
The redheaded stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day. Under his knees was a raging black stallion, and walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again. A yellow-haired lady leaned out of her window and watched as he passed her way. She drew back in fear at the sight of the stallion, but cast greedy eyes on the bay. But how could she know that this dancing bay pony meant more to him than life? For this was the horse that his little lost darling had ridden when she was his wife. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on. yellow-haired lady came down to the tavern and looked up the stranger there. He bought her a drink and he gave her some money. He just didn't seem to care. She followed him out as he saddled his stallion and laughed as she grabbed at the bay. He shot her so quick they had no time to warn her. She never heard anyone say, "Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again." A yellow-haired lady was buried at sunset. The stranger went free, of course, for you can't hang a man for killing a woman who's trying to steal your horse. This is the tale of the red-headed stranger, and if he should pass your way, stay out of the path of the raging black stallion and don't lay a hand on the bay. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on.